It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. One of England's great port cities is attempting a comeback. The European Union has put Liverpool in line to be its European capital of culture in 3 years. But the residents, Liverpudlians, still get a lot of grief for their often difficult for outsiders to understand accent known as Scouse. Scouse has evolved in recent years, but it hasn't lost its distinctive twang. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, if anything, it is getting Scouser.
The bid for a Merseyside Renaissance means showing visitors the city's got more to offer than John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Not that Liverpool won't be furiously flogging the Fab Four as its most famous Scousers. It's a term generally applied to those who live alongside the Mersey estuary. But Scousers themselves aren't sure whether the term is derogatory or not. At a reincarnation of the Cavern Club, where the Beatles got their start, 25-year-old student Adele Robinson calls herself a Scouser. But she says it's a lowly and cacophonous accent.
I think the Scouse accent's getting stronger and stronger, isn't it? It's getting a lot more, you know, you hear Scouse that speak like that. Yeah, it's definitely getting stronger. I think it's getting more, I suppose, more acceptable to hear it on TV and radio, even though I can't stand it myself. I hate hearing a Scouse accent on TV. I think it sounds terrible.
Experts agree that Scouse is still evolving.
The new version is, I'm sure, London-influenced. The older version, I'm sure, is Irish-influenced.
Andrew Hamer, a professor of English at Liverpool University, says that the city and its accent owe much to the Irish immigrants who flocked to Liverpool during and after the Great Potato Famine of the 1840s. Now, he says, that influence is giving way to Southern English and Cockney influences.
What's becoming noticeable among younger speakers in Liverpool is what we can call the TH sounds in words like thick and brother. Where speakers are now saying fich and brother, rather than, like earlier Liverpool speakers, tich and brudde. So those TH sounds typically had a, if you like, a T and D pronunciation among a lot of older speakers. Now that pronunciation is dying out.
The term Scouse is thought to come from the name of a stew of Welsh or Norwegian origin. It includes a range of accents from the posh Scouse of affluent Liverpolitans to the scally Scouse of dockhands and scallywags. Some Scousers accuse the media of exaggerating or homogenizing these diverse accents.
There isn't a definitive Scouse accent.
Back at the Cavern, Liverpool native Billy Irwin says that different parts of the city have their own distinct varieties of the lingo.
You can sort of tell as well where people come from within Liverpool, the Liverpool area, because of the way they speak and the way they act and things like that. I suppose it is just the way you're brought up. It's just everywhere is different.
Visitors confused by the language gap may want to visit a local bookstore and pick up a copy of the popular 5-volume series Learn Yourself Scouse. Some of the useful phrases in it include Me urs fuller nits, for my hair is infested with lice, or stiff moo, which is the Scouse term for condensed milk. There are lots of ways to say drunk, like being muzzied, knocked rotten, or bevied. Scousers often show solidarity in the face of occasional ridicule. Recently, the conservative Spectator magazine assailed what it said was Liverpudlians' victim mentality. The magazine's editor, Boris Johnson, went on BBC Radio Merseyside to apologize. One caller politely rebuffed Johnson's criticism.
We have been hit by stronger people than you, and we just stand shoulder to shoulder, and we just ignore you. So please, go back to London. Don't be getting any more publicity of us, and leave us alone.
Thank you.
The city has been through hard times since its Victorian heyday, when it was second only to London in size and vitality. It's imbued Scousers with a good-humoured resilience in the face of hard cheese. Misfortune, that is. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.